Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's Bill Bauman here, your old buddy Bill. And welcome to February. And welcome to our wonderful monthly telechat, teletalk, teleplay, telelove, whatever. You tella, I tella. Anyway, I'm delighted to spend this time with you. I've been spending time just the last little bit just being with all of us. And in that spirit, I want to say happy Valentine's Day to all of you, to each of you, which happens to be celebrated officially tomorrow. But since it's Valentine's Day Eve, I think we can just make it start right now. So I want to ask you, with Donna in the other room, but I'll stay at my side, will you be our Valentines, at least for just this next hour? That would be just the most delightful thing. And hey, guess what? This evening is also the full moon. Did you know that? Yes, it's true. It's true because, not because I know those things, but they tell me that it's the Leo full moon. And of course, if you know me, you realize I know enough about astrology to be totally dangerous. But one of the things that I know and sense about Leo is that it's really got to do with leadership. It's got to do with strength. So I would like to dedicate our time together this evening to the heart, to our heart, to our Valentine's Day love-filled heart, and to the full moon, which is really about the empowerment of our leadership in relation to the strengthening, the deepening, the beautiful strength and wonder of our heart. Does that sound like a deal? I would love it to be a deal. With that, I would like to thank Donna for the beautiful art that she has on the webcast. She has put all sorts of hearts together for this evening. And Donna, just would you like to say hi to us?
Sure. I'd love to say hi to everyone. And I also want to tell you that, you know, as we watch the weather forecast, we know a lot of you are in the midst of some really challenging weather. And we're blessed here to not have that, but to let you know that we're thinking about you and hope that all of you are moving through this difficult time. So with that, I too wish you a happy Valentine's Day. It's going to probably be a lot of white for a lot of you. So with that, I'll hand it back over to Bill.
Oh, thank you, Donna. Donna just told me before we started that she read on the internet that 49 out of 50 states in the United States are having snow right now. So, hi, let's join together in the heart. And first of all, as a beautiful expression of our heart, let's all just say hi to each other. What I'd love to do in just a few seconds is I would love to just unmute us so that those of us, at least on the phone, can verbally say hi, while those of us who are with this on the web can say hi in your heart, or if you want to say it with your voice, that's just fine too, even though we may not hear it technically. And I want to include everybody who is listening to this talk, this chat, this togetherness, at a later time. I get a lot of emails from people who say they tune into it later because of their schedule conflicts. So I am just unmuting us right now, and how about if we just give each other a big verbal hug? Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
Donna.
I love you.
Hi,
Donna.
Oh, thank you. Listen to that just all night long. So how about I leave that on for the next 2 hours and we'll just do that? No, I'm kidding. Thank you. Thank you. Woo, man. I feel that in my heart. That was wonderful and delicious. Thank you. It is, by the way, such a privilege to spend this time with you. I loved listening to Donna because, you know me, I'm just matter-of-fact and unemotional, and Donna gives the human touch to this and really reaches out to everyone whose weather is challenging or whatever it is. But I, in a rare moment of heartfulness on my end, I just want to really, really welcome you into my heart. I'd like to welcome us into each other's heart. This is a sacred, sacred moment, a sacred time. It's a, to me, as I've said a few other times, this is this time together every month is not so much a teaching. It's a and it's not so much a mind-centered experience. It's really heart and soul. And so as I was sitting here a little earlier, there was a title or a topic or a focus that came to me, and it has these words to it. Your Valentine's Day gift, a heart full of love. So I feel like there's a real gift on this full moon, on this Valentine's Day Eve, a full gift that, if I may say it this way, that the heart of life, the heart of creation, the heart of infinity just wants to make. And I know in the Christian tradition in which I was raised, there's a term called the Sacred Heart, and they often refer to Jesus as the Sacred Heart. It's sort of like Jesus being the heart of the divine, the heart of God, if you will. And so sometimes I just spend time, not just in my own heart, but in the heart of creation, in the heart of infinity, in the heart of everybody I'm talking to, in the heart of any particular situation that I'm in or that I'm with a number of people in, and I feel like, you know, just like every body has a soul, I feel like every person, every situation, every event has its own heart, if you will. And for me, I've discovered that if I can find the heart, if I can find your heart when I'm talking with you and just connect with your heart and bond with your heart and feel your heart and listen to your words through the vibration of your heart, you know, listen to your expressions, watch your behavior, through the lens of your heart, through the feel of your heart, then it's a whole different thing than watching that or watching you through the lens of my mind, if you will. And that's, you know, our mind has, as we all know, just all sorts of other wonderful functions. But somehow I've come to feel like existence, human existence especially, is all about the heart. And in that sense, you know, we always talk about let's get to the heart of the matter, or you've touched me in my heart and soul. And we use the word heart a lot. And I think when we do that, we're referring to something very central, like the heart chakra is the center of all the other chakras. It's the unifier of the chakras. And so when we talk about getting to the heart or going to the heart of anything, or living in the heart, being in the heart, it's really about going to, and I'm going to shift the language a little bit, going to a really sacred, sacred center. It's like every temple has a sacred center, a holy of holies, if you will. Every sacred site, there's a special place in it that vibrationally feels most sacred, if you will. There are sacred vortexes around the planet where the energy of love just lives, if you will. In the in the pyramids of ancient Egypt, there's the Pi Ray that just brings a ray of infinity down into a certain space. That's like the Holy of Holies. That's the most sacred, most powerful place. And they've often theorized that the kings or whoever was buried in there were buried right in that spot where that being's body just rests in that perpetual ray, which is, yes, a ray of light, but it's a ray of infinite love. And so when we see anything through our heart, when we live in our heart, when we when we open our heart, when we connect with another through our heart, when our heart is alive and involved and is an intimate part of whatever it is, like just even now, right now, when you're with me in your heart and I'm with you in my heart, it just opens up possibilities that are absolutely magical. If we look at two people, quote, in love, unquote, or just deeply, passionately in love with one another, we see that their minds are way on the back burner, and their hearts are like way up there, and somehow their hearts allow a remarkable energy, a remarkable connection, a remarkable blendedness of two people into one, a remarkable oneness. So the heart is really, in a sense, I feel, where the magic of life is. And I'd like to share with you an example, just a brief story. Just very recently, I spent a day with an amazingly beautiful, remarkable man who is on and has been for a lot of years on a path of enlightenment. And I know that person is going to be listening to a replay of this, so I've got to be nice. I've got to say things in a way that aren't hurtful. But what I want to say is that this has been a profound path. This has been a calling, a drivenness. In a sense, no matter what else has been going on in this person's life, it's really all been about ultimate freedom and enlightenment and self-realization and awakening and what all those words bring, which is another way of saying living in infinity while in the middle of this human experience. And so this person has come to me off and on to just help and support with that, and has made remarkable, amazing progress. I just feel so proud of him. And we got to a point where the question was, what else is left? It's like on the heels of all of this, especially after we had talked about how he was very much wrapped up in one part of his mind that held a certain belief, a certain conviction, a certain orientation that was hard to let go of so that he could be fully free. And he came up with this answer, my heart. And he didn't quite know what he meant by that, but it was like, I need to be in my heart. So we spent quite a bit of time just hanging out in his heart, and his heart started taking over. His heart started having a power, and one of the reasons I wanted to tell this story is the full moon is about Leo. The full moon is about the power of the heart. So as these two major events, major energies, major phenomena, love and power, come together on this precious night, this very moment that we're speaking together, I wanted to share this story, and so his heart just started taking over. His heart, I noticed, started with power, neutralizing that particular belief, that particular orientation in his mind, simply because it was no longer helpful. It was no longer supportive of not just his goal of enlightenment, but of pretty much anything else in his life. But I noticed how his heart so powerfully did it. It did it with the purest, simplest, easiest, gentlest, most simple love. It was soft love. It was not the kind of Leo love that's about getting on one's horse and charging. And as I talked to somebody else recently, that person kept talking about, life just keeps, hitting me upside the head. I think that's the statement. And in other words, wakes me up in a tough, tough, tough way. Gives me tough lessons. Well, this person's heart didn't do that. It was so soft. It was so sweet. And remarkable, remarkable changes happened. And for some reason, that reminds me of something else. Would you believe? So I was driving home last night, minding my own business, mind you. And I turned on the radio, and it happened to be a country western station. And the song was playing with these words: if you ain't lovin', you ain't livin'. If you ain't lovin', you ain't livin'. And I thought, well, isn't that fascinating? Because I was just on my way before I turned on the radio, I was thinking about us being together this evening. I was thinking about the whole, not just theme of love, but the power of love, the energy of love, the gift of love for us. So I turned that on, and it was George Strait, if you know anything about country western, and I know very little. George Strait has been called the King of Country. He's probably in his early 60s right about now. And he's, of course, a megastar. But I love the song. I love the words of the song. If you ain't living, loving, then you ain't living. And if we think about that, if we just listen to that in our heart, just let our heart kind of echo those words. If I ain't loving, then I ain't really, really living. And somehow I've tended to, just as a commentary about that, I've tended to perceive our three-dimensional world, our earth, our human existence, if you will, I've tended to perceive us, the creation that we are, as the heart, or let me say it this way, the heart chakra of all other universes, all other creations, all other dimensions. So if, in fact, it's not just a universe, but it's a multiverse. In other words, there are many, many, many creations, many universes, many, many, many worlds, if you will, many realms, that just as the heart is the centerpiece of the chakras within each one of us, all of us together, and this whole dimension, is the pulsating, resonating, beating heart chakra of all other creation. And I don't know how I got to that. It just came to me. I think it came to me one day when I was just hanging out in my heart, and then I noticed after a while my heart became the heart of creation, maybe the heart of our creation, the heart of every one of us. And then from there, it just sort of appeared to me, it's like, oh, wow, wow. Like we have 7 chakras or 11 chakras or, you know, whatever system of chakra counting you've got. And however many universes, however many other creations there are, we're emanating love. Just like our heart chakra shoots rays of love into our body, gives pulsations of loving energy into our nervous system, really grounds our mind in not just wisdom and truth, but in love-based wisdom and truth. So just as our chakra is always behind the scenes, always nurturing us, loving us, embracing us, holding us, and blessing us with love, filling us with love, so each of us, all of us are doing that in relation to all creation. And my thought was and is, what a privileged position. What a privileged position to be the heart of every creation that's out there that we can even imagine or ever imagine. What a deal. And so I want to invite us in this precious, precious time that we have together this evening, this time that's all about our Valentine's Day gift, a heart full of love. It's all about if we ain't loving, we ain't living. It's all about letting our heart take over, letting our heart kind of own us, if you will, letting our heart be for us the gift giver, the true, true gift giver, if you will. So here we are in your heart, in our heart. And in that heart, I just want to let my words become background music, and let's enter into a space, let's call it that holy of holy space, the heart of our heart, the centerpiece, the inner sanctum of this sacred, sacred, sacred organ, this sacred, sacred chakra, this sacred, sacred living embodiment of the sacred heart of life, of the divine. We carry around in us this miraculous, gift-giving, blessing-filled phenomenon called heart. And this evening is all about letting that heart talk to us, letting that heart speak to us, letting that heart nourish and nurture us, letting that heart, back to our title, give us a Valentine's Day gift, a heart full of love. One of the other things I like about country western music is that it probably gives a little more focus to the pain of love, the hurt of love, than it does to the wonder of love. Because so many of those songs are about losing our lover and how it hurts and how it pains. And it's not that I'm just primarily a big fan of pain, but it's that that I feel, like when I can let myself feel the downside of love. And I know in the bigger picture there's no downside, but bear with me, give me a little poetic license here. But if I can feel that, then somehow if I'm hanging out in wherever that pain is, wherever that loss is, wherever that lack is, then somehow the grace that's in my heart, the love, the pure, divine intervention-oriented love that's in my heart can reach down where I'm feeling that, where I feel empty, where I feel alone or lonely, where I feel hurt or wounded, where I feel anything, just anything. It doesn't matter. Up energies, up feelings, down feelings. And that heart's grace can just reach in there, like maybe it's reaching into your heart right now. And it just kind of puts in its invisible hand that hurt, that pain, that lack, that feeling, whatever it is. Just puts it in the hand of your heart and just kind of rubs ointment on that pain. But it's a love ointment. It's a Leo love ointment. It's a powerful love ointment. It's an ointment that's, while invisible, that's got an enormous divine power. It's got a power to heal. And maybe heal right now, maybe heal on the spot. It's got a power to open that heart, to open that pain, to open that feeling to its biggest possibilities. It's got a power to awaken us within, whether we're sitting on the bottom of the barrel in pain or whether we're sitting on the top of the mountain just screaming for joy. Love, heart, the heart of infinity, the heart of the divine, the heart of the earth, the heart of you. It's got this amazing power to do anything. So I wonder, what is it that in your heart of hearts you would want now, that heart, that sacred heart that you are privileged to have as the centerpiece of your being, what might you want or reach out for that sacred heart to give you as a gift? If that sacred heart right now said to you, I'm here to make your heart full of love. I'm here to give you love. Would you ask for a slightly different brand of love than you've had? Would you want a love that's maybe more grounded in your truth, more sort of self-honoring, self-loving? Would you want a love that's maybe more rooted, so that life doesn't hurt quite so much, so that loss doesn't hurt quite so much? What would you ask of this sacred heart as it's about to give you a heart full of love? What quality of love would you like? Maybe if you're having a hard time forgiving somebody or forgiving yourself about something, would you ask for the gift of that quality of love that just, poof, allows forgiveness to take, allows it to be strong, allows it to end whatever the issue or the conflict was that maybe repeats itself over and over in your mind. If in your beautiful, beautiful life, that the beautiful self that you are is living, if you feel lost in some way, would you ask that Sacred Heart to fill your heart with the kind of love that has that touch, that magic, miraculous touch that just touches you and kind of wakes you up to who you are so you're not lost anymore. If you're in a love relationship, and however we want to say it, maybe it's not going well, whatever those words mean, or maybe it's got issues to it, or it's got themes to it that are irritating, uncomfortable, or whatever it is, what would you ask of this Sacred Heart that is your personal divine heart? What would you ask? Would you ask for the something to go away? Would you ask for more inside awareness about it so that you could live fully in the truth of it? Would you want more power in your loving so that your love would be strong enough not only not to be irritated, hurt by whatever that is, but that it could just, in and through whatever that is, really see and be with the truth of this other person? We could go on and on with thousands of scenarios that your heart is affected by, that your heart feels, because minds think, and yes, even though minds can feel, mostly it's in our heart that our feelings are so very, very, very alive. And so as we're sitting this evening together in this beautiful, beautiful pool, swimming pool of love, or this bathtub of the warm water of love, and we image our heart, and just as an analogy, sometimes I picture our soul as being our individualized vast spirit. So we take the spirit of all life, the spirit of all creation, the spirit of what we call God or Goddess, and then somehow all of that's present in what we call our soul. My sense is our heart is exactly the same. I remember, I think it was last week or the week before, as many of you know, I'm teaching, I guess is the word, I'm leading this precious Shift Network class on awakening the infinite, wondrous, mystic Christ within each of us. And I remember saying, what the Christ is, the Christ that each of you happens to be, what the Christ is it's that pure light expression and pure love expression of the divine. And sometimes the divine sends certain beings, and we call them Christ, but we can call them lots of other things too, certain beings to embody the divine and to embody that light and that love. And where do we embody that? Where is that fully alive? Usually, even though it can be other places, usually in and as your Sacred Heart. You are the embodiment of all grace. It's right there in your heart. Yes, it's out there in the universe, it's out there in the cosmos, it's out there in the bigger dimensional field of life. Divine intervention is out there also, but they're all right here. You have a miraculous heart. Your heart can do anything, accomplish anything, create anything, uncreate anything, and can do it anywhere from in a nanosecond to over a short amount of time or to as long a period of time as we choose for it to be. What an amazing embodiment of all-powerful love, of Leo love that you are. And who knows, it may be an accident, but I'm choosing to see that it's no accident that right here, February 13th, 2014, we have Valentine's Day evening, love, and we have the Leo full moon, power. And I personally believe that in this non-accidental meeting, gathering of hearts, that gift of empowered love that has just come together in the bigger dimensional field is moving into us, the shared chakra of all dimensions, and each of us, the heart chakra of ourself, is moving into us with the gift of powerful love, grounded love, solid love, an energy of love that is rooted in the pure essence and wonder of who we are. I believe that right here, right now, this evening, love itself, the remarkable phenomenon that is the heart and soul of this creation that we are in, is touching each one of us. Can you sense it? Can you feel it? Touching us. Right there in that heart, or maybe in our body, or maybe in our psyche, or maybe in a hurt space, or maybe in a hopeful space, a visionary space, a mental space, an anything space. Because this love can touch us anywhere and can create anything. And so in a couple of minutes or a few minutes, I feel like I'm going to give myself the privilege of being the voice, just the voice of that empowered love, that love that's bringing us the gift of an empowered, strengthened love, a love that leaves us feeling like, wow, I'm me and I'm in love with me. Somebody just wrote me an email today. Just today. No, I lied. It was yesterday, come to think of it. And this is a person I've hung out with for 3 or 4 years off and on. And this person had what we would call to be judgmental about it, a terrible, traumatic, awful childhood, just ending in enormous self-hatred. Not just, gee, a poor self-concept, but just self-punitive, awful kinds of feelings and behaviors that's made that person's life a total torture. To say that this person just never felt acceptable to life is putting it much too mildly. This was a vicious, hostile, mean, awful, self-punitive, self-hatred kind of a thing. So the email said, and I don't have the exact words in front of me, it's thanks for our last time together. I'm doing really well. I just wanted to share with you this. I finally found the key to self-love. I am loving me, and I am loving my body. Now, if you knew this person like I knew this person, gee, come to think of it, the person's name is not Susie. You know, if you knew Susie like I knew Susie, it was a bad joke, but yeah, what the heck. I thought I'd give it a try. So if you knew her like I know her, you would say, that is miraculous. You know what did it? Her heart did it. Because what we've been with just lately is, again, just like the beautiful person I talked about right up front here, it's been very much about, let's just let go into your heart. And maybe I could say the same thing with us this evening. Let's just let go into our heart. And let love, the power of love, the presence of love, the divinity of love, the grace of love, the interventional magic of love, let's just let love stir us right there in our heart. Move us. Awaken us, touch us with its magic wand, of power. And let's just, as much as is possible, as much as we can, just notice our heart. Notice our heart's vibration. What the resonance of our heart right is, right now is. Notice the beating of our heart, if you will. And just like in so many indigenous peoples' traditions, as they put their ear to the ground and hear, but more than that, as they feel the heartbeat of the planet, the heartbeat of the heart of the planet, so as we put our inner ear to our heart, and we hear and feel the beat of our heart, that's the echo of love. The echo of love giving us life. Just like the planet gives life to us through the trees and the plants and the vegetables and the air, the prana and the chi and the food and the animals, gives us the earth and the air and the fire and the water, just as the heartbeat of the planet beats as each of those energies is being given to us to bring us alive and keep us alive, so also your heart, my heart, our heart right now is beating as the echo of, as the announcement of all these beautiful gifts that are coming to you, into you, moving through you, taking you over, if you will, subsuming you more and more as we speak into the most beautiful, most sensational, perhaps most quiet, most purely caring, sensitive, embracing miracle touch. The magic touch of empowered love. And your heart, which is already full of love, is gifting you with a heart more full of love, and this time full of the power of love. Full of the power of love. And if I may be so bold, I would like over the next few minutes just to be a voice of that empowered love, a voice of that gift that's right there with us and for us right now. A gift that has your name on it. And as that empowered love, I have this to say to you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I reserve these words not only for Valentine's Day, when you might be more open to them, but for every day, for always within you, I am uttering, speaking, sometimes whispering, sometimes broadcasting those three words, magic words. Transforming words, powerful words, empowering words. I love you. For I am love itself. Whatever image you have of a loving God or goddess, a loving universe, a loving parent, a loving friend, a loving partner, I love you just as intimately, just as deeply, just as soulfully, just as sexually, just as earthily, just as juicily. And my love is always, always, always here, whether you're aware of it or not, whether you're attuned to it or not. I'm always loving your body. I deeply, deeply love every corpuscle of your bloodstream, every atom and subatomic particle of your whole physiology, every movement of your nervous system, every thought of your mind, every feeling of your emotion. I'm deeply in love. This is a romance. You and me. I'm passionately in love with you because I know you, I see you. I have your truth in my heart, in my knowing. And I'm here because I gave birth to you. You are the embodiment of me, pure, pure love. Love that was created in the Holy of Holies of infinity and is here. And what I do always, every minute, every second, is I passionately, deeply honor, adore, celebrate, and love you. I'm always, always making love to you. And while I hardly ever ask you to notice, tonight, Valentine's Day Eve, tonight, Leo full moon, I'm taking advantage of my power, my authority, my God-given role, which is to awaken love within your heart, and I hereby pull the power of infinity and the love of divinity into their own blended space, their own blended energy, their own blended phenomenon, and I place them right now in the middle of your heart and touch them with my magic wand now and open your heart to live more fully and empoweredly in the beautiful being of love, space of love, light of love, forgiveness of love, unconditional regard of love, passionate connectedness of love, deep embodiment of love, that you are. I love you. You are totally, totally amazing. And I will passionately, intimately, bondedly love you forever and ever and call you to me so that one day, and wouldn't it be wonderful were it today, so that one day you and I are one, and you see through the heart, you live through the heart, you celebrate through the heart, you experience through the heart, you know through the heart, because I, the heart of it all, am the center of all creation. The center of you. I love you. And I, Bill, thank you so very, 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 very much. This has been like super sacred to me. For any of you who would like to share anything with us, I want to dedicate the next several minutes to any of us who would like to share anything. So Let me see if I can get the guidelines right here. So if you're on the phone and you have anything you would like to share with us, let's see, what do you need to do? All you need to do is press *2, and then that gives me a little signal that you've raised your hand here. And if you're, and then I will call on you. If you are on the webcast, then all you need to do, hold on, there, I'm clicking some buttons while we're doing this. Oops, that's not it. Hang on. There. If you're on the webcast and you would like to say anything, then please, you've got that little box. Just feel free to write anything in it and push the send button, and that will get to me. And a beautiful, beautiful person just wrote from the web this adorable something that says, "Just excited to be here, Bill." Isn't that just so precious? And I thank you for that. That's just adorable. And so I am going to call on somebody whose area code is 416. And can you hear me?
Oh, wow. Am I first?
Yes, yes. You're live. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, wow. It's always so fun listening to you explain how to talk to you, because you make it all so human.
Oh, thank you. That's a true compliment. I appreciate that.
Even the divinely connected are overwashed by technology on occasion.
Yes, indeed.
I actually have a question, if I may, because you've fortified us so wonderfully in this moment, but some of us will be experiencing a very different circumstance tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay, when you're encountering those things that may remind you that you aren't quite where you prefer to be,
mm-hmm.
How do you reignite, as it were, reconnect, as it were, to that feeling of unconditionalism, love regardless of conditions,
mm-hmm.
Sort of stance in the face of reminders, in the face of those kind of struggles?
What a beautiful question. I do want to say that a response to that kind of question would vary from person to person. So if it's okay, this is more a response that I'm intuitively sensing would be more the one that would be best for you. So if it's okay if I go that direction, I would love that. It looks to me like, first of all, I want to really acknowledge just the situation you just described. And I feel like the most powerful something you could do is, because my sense is you have a real connection to your heart and to the deep truth that's in your heart, even if sometimes in the face of difficulties it's harder to get there. But what you could do, and I think it could be like a real gift for you to give to yourself either this evening or tomorrow, just to take some time. And instead of sort of focusing, and especially focusing mentally on that circumstance, if you go to your heart and just spend time in your heart, and just I'm looking at two phases of it. One, just kind of be in your heart and ask your heart just to love you, or ask your heart to connect you to the love that's already there. And then when you're in that, no matter how long that takes, when you're in that, ask your heart what it wants to say to you about X situation or circumstance, or what maybe insight it wants to give you, or just what way it wants to support you in that. And the reason I'm saying that is that my sense of you is that there's a way in your heart that you are so not alone. And so deeply supported. So just to have an experience like this with your heart, where you feel like love is which is bigger than the circumstance, is supporting you in general and in relation to that circumstance. So that's just a little something I can give you in the moment, and with the hope that it will help.
Oh, that's magnificent. That's absolutely magnificent.
Thank you so much.
And happy Valentine's Day, Vera.
Well, thank you. How sweet of you. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Oh, that was adorable. And I want to remind us of something that I forgot to remind us of right as I was introducing the sharing time, and that is that in general, for this time, this once-a-month time, which is much more about inspiration than other things, that in general, we don't want to make this about a question-answer kind of a thing, and that's not to say anything negative about what we just did, because that was a beautiful, beautiful experience. But just in general, I'm inviting this a time for anybody to just share anything they feel like they would like to share. And so let me just look. Oh, my goodness. We've got a couple little messages from the webcast. One is, Bill, I haven't been on your calls for a long time. What a perfect night to be back with you in all your divine love, and I'll also include all our divine love. Just what I deeply needed in this moment. Much love and many waves of blessings to you, my dear friend. How ever so sweet. Thank you. And by the way, the only reason I'm not mentioning names is just in case there's people who would love a little anonymity. So another one. Oh, dear. Bill, I love you, too. Thank you. That is adorable. And then she goes on to say, thank you for the beautiful experience of love this evening. It's expansive and truly divine. And then I am going to, with utter technological mastery, go back to I know who this is. Call on one more person whose area code is 847. Hello.
Hello, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thank you. That is so sweet.
I got on late because I was talking to my stepmother.
Ah.
And so I dialed in, and as I was dialing in, I'm thinking, man, I love her so, so, so much. And the very first words I heard when I connected in, which was only about five or eight minutes ago, was, I love you.
Oh, wow.
It was so perfect. At the timing and the synchronicity of that was just a delight. So I'm looking forward to listening to the recording when it's available, but I did want to share that because it was so in sync and just a wonderful, wonderful way to spend the evening. So thank you to my stepmother, and thank you all of you, and especially to Donna and Bill.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you. And my gratitude to your stepmother, too, and to you. That was a remarkable in-syncness. I like your word. That's perfect. Thank you so much. And let's see, would there be anybody else who'd like to say anything? I'm going to check out the big web here one more time. Somebody from the web says, we are so loving, so in capitals, so loving Donna's photography with your words, Bill. What a gift on this special evening. Thank you. That is absolutely beautiful. And I would like, in the spirit of Valentine's Day and in the spirit of the joy I have in life of living with one of the world's most beautiful, amazing angels and humans and women that I could ever imagine, I want to just acknowledge Donna, with whom I am so in love, and just express enormous and deep gratitude for a life that is a gazillion times more amazing than it otherwise would be just because of you. So thank you, Donna. And, yes. And let's see. It looks like we are out of sharers. I'm going to just check one more thing on the web. So, whoops, oh no, we're not. We've got one more person with area code 760. Hi there.
Well, hello, Mr. Billy.
Is this my buddy, Ricky?
It is.
Oh, I love you, Ricky.
I love you,
my
too, Billy.
Well, we just love each other so much.
I know. Go ahead. I just want to thank you for the gift of your, deeper than the words, movement and transmission that you do, and especially the feeling in the, actually even just the information of having our hearts invite us in, rather than trying to reach my heart or trying to be in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I feel that the whole invitation that you've opened up, is just such a real movement, and it seems to be a good way out of the paradox of trying to be loving or trying to be there. Because I look at, if there's anything I want, it's to feel the divine presence in my heart. Sometimes I feel that maybe that wanting it is always just a meditation of what I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be a limitation in that.
Wow.
I just want to thank you for all the you're just a marvelous transmitter. You're doing so well.
I'm just an electronic machine, Rick. That's what. Thank you so much. And thank you for those beautiful words and the extra insight that you just gave us also. Thank you. I love you, Ricky.
You're welcome. I love you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And oh my goodness, how gorgeous an evening this has been. I just want to express such enormous gratitude. If I could just, before we get too close to the end, I wanted, in some loving way, I really want to say how much I love you. Many of you who've hung out with me in the past really know how I really see this creation as a creation of love. It's like everything is love in a different form, and each of us, like they're different flowers in different forms, and they each look differently, but they're all flowers. So to me, we are all love, and we're all expressions, creations, embodiments of love, but just we're each a unique flavor of love. And so to me, what's not just magical, but what's the fulfillment of creation itself is when we can come together, just like we did this evening, come together and just sort of bathe in the love that we all are. It's just, it's to me, it's sort of like what life is about. And when we can do that, as we've done this evening, or when we can go out on like a full moon evening like tonight and open to the gift, not just of the moon, but of all that is radiating to us through that full moon. When we can go out and at the edge of a lake and be in awe of the water and look at the clouds during the day and just be mesmerized by their beauty, or look at each other or look at ourselves and just fall in love. Just let ourselves fall in love everywhere we go. It fulfills all creation as well as fulfilling us. And I feel like it's not just what creation is about; it's what each of us is about. So, just so heartfully, since you agreed to be my Valentine's and Donna's and my Valentine this evening for a whole hour, thank you for loving, and thank you for loving me. And thank you for loving Donna, and thank you for loving yourself, and thank you for loving whatever, whoever, however you love, because it's you. It's just you, and I'm honored to spend my life with you. So we gather together next time, exactly 1 month from now, which will be Thursday, March 13th. For another, I've still yet to come up with a title for this, so I decided to call it a teletalk, but a tele-something, teleheart. Anyway, I would like to see if I can call myself to, I know how to do it now, yes, because I'm a technological wizard, to unmute us so that we could, on the one hand, say goodbye, on the other hand, just lovingly embrace each other with whatever words we would like, and invite all those on the web also to join us in spirit, and all of those who are tuning in later to do the same. And you are unmuted, and I am just saying thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Thank you.
Love
you. Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Love your heart. Love yourself.
Utterly.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.